High school basketball star LeBron James went to court yesterday and will be able to return to the basketball court over the weekend. A judge in Ohio ruled that he should be suspended for just 2 games instead of the rest of his high school career after he accepted 2 jerseys worth $845 from a sporting goods store late last month. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Well, this interest in an 18-year-old high school senior.
Well, he's a phenom. He's a wonderful young player, but it goes beyond that. He essentially announced 2 years ago that he had no intention of going to college and that he would go straight to the NBA, and he is going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft this June. And he has been the target of shoe companies who they say are going to pay him $20 million the minute he is eligible to receive that sort of money. His games have been on television. His high school in Ohio has put his games on pay-per-view. They've played all over the country like a rock band. The school has turned him into a human cash register. So he's receiving all this attention, A, because he's a great player, but B, because there's just unbelievable hype surrounding him.
He got these jerseys for appearing in a store, right? And he and his lawyer said he didn't know he was violating any rules.
He signed some pictures, and they gave him the jerseys. And their very disingenuous claim is that they thought that LeBron got the jerseys because he'd made the honor roll, as if the store was going to have all the honor roll students from St. Vincent and St. Mary's High School walk in and receive free stuff.
What, they didn't?
Yeah, shockingly enough, they didn't. Again, he's been a pro for a long time. He's been getting free stuff for a long time because of who he is, and everybody knows it. And for the Ohio State High School Association to come in now and say, we're shocked to learn that LeBron is receiving free stuff, a la Inspector Renault, is just as disingenuous.
So lots of people are making money here.
Oh, everybody's making money. I mean, they're making money left and right off of this kid. As I said, the high school has turned him into a human cash register. To me, they're the most guilty because you don't expect shoe companies to be anything but sleazy. You don't expect television to be anything but sleazy. You don't expect the street agents who surround him constantly. He's got a posse, Bob, that probably wouldn't fit into the building there. You don't expect them to be anything but sleazy. But the so-called educators should be the ones who step in and say, LeBron, we want you to be a high school student at least for another couple of months until you graduate, and then go on and be the multimillionaire.
And he certainly will, so why shouldn't other people get rich off of him?
Well, other people are going to get rich off of him, but my question in this whole thing is, what about the rest of his team? They're not going to go on and be millionaires. They're just high school kids who are hoping for a chance to play high school ball. Maybe a couple will go on to play college ball. They've been on this rock band trip right along with James. And what happens to them when everybody goes away and they're not a part of the rock band anymore? And if he hadn't been able to play, they would have lost their chance to play for a high school championship simply because he didn't have the patience or didn't have the advisors around him to say, LeBron, just hang on for another month, and then you can have everything you want.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.